Well, a warm welcome to today's talk, Monday the 29th of May. Now, last week, the World Health Organization put out a release showing that there was a possible causal relationship between COVID-19 vaccine and multiple sclerosis. And we're allowed to report on this because it is an official WHO paper. We're limited to other things we can report, but we can report this. Now, this is the paper here. Now, it says COVID-19 vaccination can induce multiple sclerosis via cross-reactivity with T helper cells. So quite an admission from the World Health Organization. Now, this isn't available on quite a few servers now, but I've got DuckDuckGo on my desktop, so I could find it again. But that's it there. And it is, as I say, WHO publication, so we can actually talk about this. Nice to be able to talk about things. Now, what is this actually showing? What is going on here? Well, I'm going to sort of do a quick explanation of what seems to be going on. So what we have here, imagine this is a nerve fiber here. So the nerve impulses will travel down here. And this will be in the brain or the spinal cord. And these nerve fibers are surrounded by this protective myelin sheath. And in the central nervous system, they're made by cells called oligodendrocytes. Here we have the spike protein from a natural SARS-CoV-2 infection. And here we have the spike protein produced by the vaccine on its own. Now, in learning to recognize, this is the CD4 lymphocyte here, the T helper cell. This is the famous T helper cell that's disordered in HIV. So when people become immunocompromised in AIDS, acquired immunodeficiency syndrome, what actually happens is the virus destroys a lot of these CD4 helper cells until they can't produce any immune response. But here it's not lack of immune response, it's too much immune response. That is the problem. So the CD4 is learning to recognize, rightly as in the principles of vaccination, these spike proteins, and it can beat up these spike proteins, which of course is good. These are the spike proteins produced by the vaccine. And the idea is that will help the CD helper cells to get rid of the spike protein should there be a natural infection, which we could argue about. But the point is, the same sort of chemical profile that we're finding on the surface of the spike protein molecules there, we're finding very similar proteins on the surface of the, well, there are very similar proteins on the surface of the myelin sheath. So the T helper cells are also orchestrating a response which beats up on these myelin sheaths, and when the myelin sheaths go in the central nervous system, that is multiple sclerosis. The myelin sheaths, of course, are essential. They facilitate what we call bouncing transmission, much faster, so-called saltatory transmission of nerve fibers. They nourish, protect the nerve fibers. So without them, basically, you get progressive paralysis. Is the main feature with multiple sclerosis, and I've looked after many hundreds, I guess, of multiple sclerosis patients over the years. Horrible, debilitating disease, although with a very varying path. So that's what seems to be happening, and that's reporting on this paper. So if you can't find it on Safari or something, do try DuckDuckGo, because that's where I got it. I actually started to prep this about 3 days ago, and when I went clicked on it this morning, it just wasn't there. You know, one of those can't find it sort of make messages. Anyway, let's look at it in a little more detail now, because it's a pretty significant paper. And it's not only showing what this particular autoimmune reaction is to multiple sclerosis, but is there other autoimmune reactions? Well, the one I'm allowed to talk about is this one, because it's a WHO publication. You get the impression it's probably been taken down from some other servers, but hey, what do I know? Now, this is the paper here. COVID-19 vaccination can induce, now this is the WHO, so can induce multiple sclerosis via cross-reactive T helper cells, CD4 cells, recognizing SARS-CoV-2 spike protein and, as we've said, myelin, this essential myelin that protects the cells in the central nervous system. Now, the article goes on, both natural infection and mRNA-based vaccinations can be accompanied by transient autoimmune phenomena. Now, this is pretty significant in itself, because here we have the WHO actually admitting that SARS-CoV-2 vaccines can cause autoimmune phenomena. This is actually a pretty big breakthrough. Let's hope this paper stays up because it really is quite a groundbreaking piece. And I am live from the WHO website now via DuckDuckGo. Can't remember the search engine now, but it's DuckDuckGo anyway. Do let me know if you find it on other search engines because I've had difficulty. So onset of an autoimmune disease confirmed by the World Health Organization. Now here we have a test case of two multiple sclerosis patients with clinical signs and new radiological signs. Now what this means is, radiological signs is the if you do MRI of the brain and the spinal cord, it's very obvious when you see multiple sclerosis because you have these multiple patches. In the old days, multiple sclerosis used to be called disseminated sclerosis because you get patches in different parts of the body, hence the different symptoms in different parts of the body from different lesions in the brain and spinal cord. But we now call it multiple sclerosis. Now they're saying it's a temporal relationship to the spike protein vaccine. In other words, the vaccine came first and the multiple sclerosis came second. Does this mean there's an automatic causal correlation? No, it doesn't. But we go back to the title of the paper. COVID-19 vaccination can induce multiple sclerosis. So the very title of the paper is indicating that there is a causal relationship. At least that's the way I read the title of that paper. How long it will be there for, of course, is a different matter.